We talked maggot farming yesterday, just after three, and we got a bit of correspondence, and I enjoyed every last email and text I received about maggots. Olympia Yaga was my guest. She runs a multi-million dollar enterprise in Australia. But one of the texts I got was from Marie Haley, who lives in Goffs Bay on Banks Peninsula. And Marie tells me she does a bit of maggot farming herself. Hi, Marie.
Hi, GC.
Thanks for spending a few minutes to tell us about it today. I was very excited to get your email.
Yeah, I'm a little bit embarrassed, to be honest.
Don't be embarrassed.
I know about it.
It's fascinating for townies like me. And so when you heard about this maggot farmer, she's doing it in shipping containers. Sounds like hundreds and thousands or possibly even millions of maggots in the process that she uses. But what's going on at your place?
Well, we do it on a much, much smaller scale. But what we do is just, you know, the old possums that we've caught. You know, it's not that easy to get rid of possums when you're catching them. And so we put them in a bucket, and we just put holes in the bottom of the bucket and around the sides, and then put some hay in on top of the possum, and the flies go in, the blowflies on the property, just go in the side of the bucket, lay their eggs, and then eventually when they're ready, the maggots just naturally want to fall to the ground to turn into a fly, so they fall to the ground. We hang the bucket on a post, and the chickens go in there underneath and scratch the maggots out, and so they get a free feed, and it's a really easy way to decompose a possum without actually without too much smell, strangely. The hay on top, and this, you can put a bit of soil on top too, stops the worst of the smell.
Yeah. How did you come to this particular arrangement? Was it a bit of trial and error, or was it someone's bright idea? What's the story?
It was actually something I'd read in, I think it was like a permaculture book or something like that. I've been doing quite a lot of research on, you know, different ways to run your land. And, yeah, I came up with that one, and I just thought I'd give it a go. And, it's worked really well, actually.
So you're right about those possum bodies.
Free food for the chooks.
You're right about those possum bodies. I caught a couple in my trap up north, and I was sort of told they'd disappear pretty quickly, but stick around for ages.
They really do, and you know, there's only so many places you can bury them.
So. The chickens seem to enjoy the maggots.
What's that, sorry?
The chickens seem to enjoy the maggots.
Oh, they love them. Mm. Yeah, they really love them. It's a bit icky, I guess, really, to think about it. But you know, chickens eat anything, and they're out there scratching around anyway. So, you know, at first we kind of had dead possums. Kind of, you'd throw them out into the bush or something, and the chickens would go out and scratch the maggots, but it's a bit gross, but the maggots would always go to the bottom side of the possum, and the chickens couldn't get them that way, so this is much better, and it stops the fly life cycle, so you don't get so many blowflies, although, you know, being on a rural property, there's still plenty.
Yeah, there'd be a few people listening interested in stopping the fly life cycle in the cities at the moment. They're absolutely terrible this year.
Are they? With the heat, yeah.
I guess it's the heat, yeah. And they seem also to have developed a bit of an immunity to the various chemicals we used to use to kill them, in my experience. Tell us a bit about your farm.
I'm not that keen on the chemicals. I just
no.
Spiders do their job.
Yeah.
The chickens do theirs.
That's cool. Tell us about your farm.
Oh, well, we're just on it's really just a lifestyle block. It's the last bit of the old family farm remaining. And so, yeah, we've been here for quite a while, seven generations, and it's beautiful out in Goffs Bay. Not quite so much at the moment because our road's gone, but
That is pretty incredible. Seven generations of people on that one piece of land. There wouldn't be many New Zealanders who could claim that, I don't imagine.
No, my great grandma built this house. You know, so my granddad, my dad, and I and my daughter all were born and, you know, raised here. It's pretty cool. You definitely have this really special connection to the land. And, you know, some of the listeners might be aware that Goffs Bay had that storm recently. But for me, it was the loss of the forest that was really, really hard, because it was actually like losing your friends. You knew the trees intimately, you know, you'd known them all your life. And, yeah.
I missed the Goffs Bay storm. When was that?
It happened, everyone did. It happened on the 15th of December.
Huh.
And it just hit Banks Peninsula, and it took out our road. So we're not going to have a road until at least mid-winter, probably 6 months from now. And so we're just walking in and out, or quad bike when we can. Mm. And it was really devastating. It's actually the biggest storm that our family's ever known on this land.
Oh,
and,
man.
Just gigantic mudslides that have just come from the summit right down to the creek.
Whoa.
And wiped out the fencing and the forest and the stream too. You know, Ekan came last week to say that there's no insect life left in the stream at all, so it's really hard to see.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Are you... I had a wedding in Akaroa, and we were told about a little beach you could go down to and see the seals. That would be near you. I don't think it was Gough's Bay, but which one would that have been?
There's plenty. You can see the seals down in our bay, but the seals are doing quite well. They're coming back.
Awesome.
Depending on who you talk to, some people don't like them. But
it might have been Le Bon's Bay. Would that be right?
Not so much, probably, but... The seals here, they come up the creek in winter, so they're playing in the creek just like they used to in the waterfall in Kaikoura, which is lovely to see.
What a life. How many more generations do you reckon you'll have on your farm?
Oh, I'd like to see a few more, definitely.
Good for you.
It's such a legacy now, you know, and I really want to, improve it for the future. I actually run tours as well, so it's called the Seventh Generation, and the principle behind that is that it's an American Indian concept that whatever you do for the seventh generation after you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who knows?
It's a lovely way of thinking about it. Murray, thank you. I'm so pleased to have chatted to you. And, stay in touch, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Murray Haley.
Something to be on the radio about.
Gough's Bay, telling me about her miniature maggot farm.